Friday was the Feast of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus. Greeks of an earlier time might have celebrated the Feast of the Sacred Spleen, or they might have loved you with their whole liver. While we know the hearts to be our core, the source of all love and compassion, for the Greeks, it was from the spleen, the liver, the kidneys, one's innards, that all feeling and emotion flowed. When Jesus encounters the troubled and abandoned in today's gospel and is moved with pity, the Greek verb splanchnizomai is used, stirred in one's splanchna, that is one's bowels, one's gut. How does one acquire such deeply felt compassion for the troubled and abandoned, such profound passion for the marginalized, such love for children and for the poor? How does one move beyond knowledge of injustice to feeling another's pain and suffering in your very gut? Jesus sent out the disciples not only to get a break from them, probably, but so that they would come to feel what he felt and love as he loved with his heart. In St. Luke's telling, Jesus instructs the disciples to stay with those they visit, to spend time with them, eat what is set before you, get a taste of their food, get a taste of them, their culture, their experience, their lives, then you might come to care for them. At Ascension, we don't have to travel far to get to know someone whose life experience is vastly different from our own. We can do that right here in encounter after encounter. That is the aim of synodality. Pope Francis says that, quote, being church is being a community that walks together. It is not enough to have a synod. You must be a synod. That demands, in the words of Saint Benedict, that we listen to one another with the ears of one's heart, and to hear one another with the ears of one's heart.